Rav Nachman is teaching us something mamish beyond anything that we can comprehend just with our intellect in this teaching, and pretty much is talking about the understanding of what it really means to be a disciple of somebody. In today's world, we don't really have disciples. You have students, okay? I'm a student of so-and-so professor, or, you know, such-and-such a doctor taught me, or such-and-such philosopher or what have you, right? But there's a concept called a disciple, which is a disciple is not just the word, you know, student, or the derivative, or the root of the word discipline, right? That a person has a disciplinary relationship where he's a disciple, where he's a receiver. But it actually means that in a way, you're a continuation of, right? The Chazal constantly talk about in many places about the relationship between a rabbi and a student, a father and a son. In a way, if the halacha has a question, if a father is drowning and the rabbi is drowning, who do you save? Right? And the Gemara has a conversation. Well, the father brought you into this world, but the rabbi brings you into the next world, right? There's a concept here about someone who is pretty much your father in a way, and you are a disciple of such a scholar. You are the continuation of him in a way, the same way you're a continuation of your parents. So there's something really deep that we're talking about in the world of disciples versus just the world of students. Because the student receives knowledge, he receives information, he receives data. And therefore, once he digested that data and made it his own, then what really is left between the relationship that he had with teacher so-and-so and the one that is gone, right? And him being gone now. So the deep idea that we're trying to understand, which on many, many deep levels, is the relationship between a student and a rabbi, right? A tzaddik and his disciples on the level of the passing from this world. Meaning, what happens when a tzaddik leaves this world? How does that work? And Rabbi Nachman is telling us in a very deep and spiritual way, if you may, that when a tzaddik leaves, a Talmud Chacham who's there, right, a student of the Rebbe who's there, he can actually in deep spiritual ways receive double the vitality, double the energy of the rabbi. What does that mean? Let's just understand. So first of all, we have to understand maybe an analogy from the world of physics, right? There's a concept in the world of physics called conservation of energy. What does conservation of energy mean? So we know that, you know, based on Einstein's teachings, that E equals MC squared, right? Energy, all of mass, is just mass that's constant. It's just energy, right? It's really energy that right now is being constant for a second. It seems to us, because of the slow motion that we are in, that this energy is constant. But there's a conservation of energy, meaning if everything's E equals MC squared, so energy has to dissipate and go somewhere. It doesn't just disappear. Everything was energy, so everything is energy. So I ate food. That's why if you look at a chocolate bar next to where it says calories, it says energy, because you are going to take that and turn it into energy. It's going to be conservation of energy, right? And when I'm going to, go for a run to burn that chocolate bar, then the carbon dioxide that I am, I'm breathing out is going to be some sort of energy, or the body heat that's around me is going to, dissipate into molecules and et cetera, and transform this conservation of energy. When a tzaddik passes away, it's like an atomic explosion. The amount of energy that a tzaddik has when he passes away, that's not something we can fathom with our brain. That is something that is way beyond the capability of what we can understand. This is not just a information system that is no longer producing system. This is not just a lecturer who is no longer giving lectures. A tzaddik passing away, that is an atomic energy. It's the energy force that helps the world run. In a way, the analogy Rabbi Nachman gives is the bark of the tree that is the way all branches and all leaves and all fruit are receiving their vitality. Without without the bark, then the trees are all, the leaves are all lacking, and they won't be able to grow. It's not like there's a different concept here. Now, Rabbi Nachman is telling us that when if you're there at a passing of a tzaddik, if you're really connected to tzaddik, you can get double the portion. You can get double of all of the learning that you received. Because when the tzaddik passes, That energy disperses, and it's a phenomenal amount of energy. But because of conservation of energy, it has to go somewhere. And therefore, if you're there and you're worthy and you're a true disciple, then you'll receive the light of the tzaddik. You'll receive not only what he intended in giving you in your lifetime, but also double at the moment of passing because of conservation of energy. And that is something that is so deep. We're hopefully going to touch upon it more. But we all have to daven and give you a bracha, and please give me a bracha back, that we truly, truly understand what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us here. We should be zocheh.